When Marsha Ball sits down at the piano, the Barrel House Blues that jump out are enough to frighten any set of nearby keyboards. Marsha Ball has been playing Texas boogie and New Orleans blues for 50 years. Her latest album, Shine Bright. She joins us now from member station KUT in Austin. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Talk about your piano style, can you? I mean, a lot of people might think of Professor Longhair or Memphis Slim or Fats Domino.
Well, I would say they were right on. You know, I grew up in Louisiana on the Gulf Coast at a time when the biggest stars in music were piano players. It was Jerry Lee and Little Richard, Ray Charles, Fats Domino. And then spending a lot of time in New Orleans where my grandmother lived, I got to hear all that music that was popular in the 50s and in the 60s.
So I'm sure you've been asked this over the years. Do your fingers ever hurt?
You know, I'm going to knock on wood, if I can find some.
Don't hurt your hands.
Ouch. No, I really have managed to get through this without any chronic problems, and for the most part, nothing acute even.
Mm. The album is called Shine Bright, and in the liner notes, you're posing like the Statue of Liberty.
Yes. And in fact, everything about this record was light and bright. And in fact, you know, on this one, on Shine Bright, we covered an entire piano with aluminum foil.
Just to make it shine.
Inspired by a piece of art in the National Gallery in Washington. The preacher in Ellery, South Carolina, who built an entire chapel in his garage, I believe, and then they moved it to the museum. And it's all aluminum foil, and I love that piece. And I just thought, I want something like that.
Let's listen to a little of the title track of Shine Bright.
As we go around the sun, holding on when the corners come, putting ourselves out on the line, never heed the warning sign. Walk into the world ahead, learn everything that's ever been said, see everything you can find, open up your mind, shine bright. Go on and take somebody with you, shine bright.
Let me also ask about your vocal stuff. I have read you were 13 when you saw the great Irma Thomas perform in New Orleans.
Yes.
And I think I can hear a little of that.
If I only could. Now, I saw her last week, and she opens her mouth just barely. She smiles and sings, and that magnificent voice still comes out as it has since I was 13 and she was maybe 20.
You've been in the music business for 50 years.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't. But tell us the secret.
Well, I'm perfectly suited for the job. I like to travel. I like to meet people. I've had many lucky breaks. Not even choices I've made, just opportunities I've had at every turn to continue to do what I do. You know, there have been times when I thought about, you know, I could do something else. And about that time, someone will come up after a gig. And I make a point of being out at the merch table after the gig. Mm-hmm. And so I hear a story. I can sit for an hour and only sell 30 CDs because everybody's got 2 minutes worth of conversation at least and a great story. And people often will say, you know, I was having a hard time, your music helped me through it, or, you know, this song means so much to me. And that's what I get back.
When times are hard and we're so far apart and lost in confusion, we can take this to heart.
What do you like after 50 years about being on the road?
You know, Keith Ferguson, who was the bass player for the Thunderbirds when they first started out, when he first went on the road and somebody asked him what it was like, he said, different tacos. And I think maybe as much as anything, we just like to eat in different places. But
I think that's probably the most candid answer I've ever received from a musician about what they like about the road.
When we all come together, we can make a new star.
Marsha Ball's new album, on Alligator Records, Shine Bright. Thanks so much for being with us.
You are so welcome.
This world full of